Following on from Thank You for Working in Aged Care Day, the Health Services Union CARE is urging the government to support fair working conditions for aged care workers. The member for Mayo says that with the recent handing down of the Royal Commission into Aged Care Quality and Safety, it's a pivotal time to recognise workers' efforts and skills. She joins me now. Welcome, Rebecca Sharkey.
Good morning. Good to be with you. Look, it certainly is. We need to make sure that people who work in aged care are paid well and want to stay there, because there was a report released a couple of years ago called the Polaris Report, and that said we need to find 1 million people to work in aged care by 2050.
Whoa.
It's a lot of people. Yeah. We have an ageing population and many people who work in aged care, particularly personal care workers, would earn more money making coffee or stacking shelves. So something's not right here. I'll be giving a speech in the Parliament thanking people who work in aged care, who do work that is physically and mentally draining. And sadly, I do hear from many, particularly older workers in the electorate, women in particular, who have been in this industry for a number of decades, who are saying, I can't continue anymore, with the pay rate and basically being rushed off their feet, going from room to room.
Yeah. So what is the discrepancy between disability workers and aged care workers?
It's significant, and a lot of people have moved from being an aged care worker into disability worker. It's anywhere between 25 and 30% lower for aged care workers and disability care workers. For very similar work, they're both providing personal care to people. And there is in the with the Fair Work Commission at the moment application to raise the rate of wages for aged care workers. I would really urge the government to get behind that. The government has always wanted to be very much arm's length from the decisions made by the Commission, but I think it's really important in times like this, with issues such as this, and we've seen it in the past with previous governments, that the government of the day stand up and say, actually, there is a very big need for an increase in pay, because otherwise, we're just not going to have people to do this work.
You've also been calling for quotas for quite some time. I'm sure that would be a part of the issue that many workers run off their feet are faced with.
Absolutely. Look, there are so many issues that were highlighted in the Royal Commission report. Quotas, just transparency. Who is working in aged care? What are their qualifications? But I think we need to get to a point where we actually do have quotas. We actually right now still have no requirement for a registered nurse to be on the floor 24/7. I think for a lot of people, they find that absolutely astounding, given particularly how people are entering residential aged care in a far more frail state than what they were a decade ago or two decades ago.
I'm sure it would cost a lot, but, you know, the NDIS is a very well-funded machine. Is it time for something similar for our ageing population?
Well, we have My Aged Care, which provides packages level 1 to 4, but we are still seeing through people either not getting a package in a timely fashion, or indeed level 4 package just not being enough hours. It provides generally around an hour or so a day of physical care in the home, that people are still potentially moving into residential aged care at a premature time before they often want to go into residential aged care. So I think we actually need to look at, well, how can we have a system that provides far more individualised support for a person to stay at home, which is where most people want to stay. And I think you're quite right. I think we need to consider how we have a far more individualised, personalised care. And the other part to the scenario is that I've come across my desk, where people receive a My Aged Care package. It's perhaps a level 3 package or a level 2 package. They're probably still on the waiting list for a level 4 package, which is what they were originally assessed as needing. But the fees, that there's no legislation that caps what the fees that can be charged out of that package in administration and management. And so what we're seeing is those fees are really gobbling up what should be actual hours of physical care in the home. So there's a lot to fix. I'm working on legislation right now so that we can cap what those administration and management fees should be. We had an extraordinary number of people in the community. I think we've had over 1,200 responses to our My Aged Care survey. They are still coming in to the office now. This whole area of aged care needs to be improved. We still have the biggest cohort as far as a population bubble, the baby boomers. They're still not entering aged care in significant numbers as yet.
With me at the moment is Rebecca Sharkey, the federal member for Mayo. We're talking about issues in the aged care industry at the moment. And this week we've seen a number of local nursing homes are under scrutiny for not providing adequate care to residents. The Aged Care Quality Safety Commission imposing non-compliance orders against 16 aged care homes, including the Strathalbyn and District Aged Care Facility, for not meeting 4 of 8 standards. What does this mean to you, this news?
Well, it's deeply troubling, and I'm sure it's troubling for people who are within aged care in Strathalbyn, but I think really our whole broader community are concerned about Strathalbyn in particular. This is a state government-run aged care facility, and they are non-compliant in 4 quality standard areas.
Mm.
Personal care and clinical care, services and supports for daily living, human resources and organisational governance. Now, we're seeing a lot of aged care homes right across Australia now failing, and it's important to note that if you went back 5 years ago, there were not unannounced visits, and I think much of this, and it's a really good step forward that we now have unannounced visits. It used to be audits would happen, but aged care homes would be told that they were going to be audited in the near future. And talking with many residents at the time when the changeover happened between unannounced visits and the previous visits that would be organised, they would say, well, we know when there's going to be a visit because there'd be a lot more staff and, the food would change and we'd have all of these activities to do. So I think, there's been a very long list right across Australia. There really needs to be a lifting of the game here with respect to how we care for older people. But I think, given that this is a state government-run aged care facility by the Barossa Hills Fleurieu Local Health Network Incorporated, I think this is particularly troubling, and we need to get on top of exactly what is happening in Strath and make sure that their non-compliance notice that they fix the problems that have been addressed, particularly personal care and clinical care. I mean, that is the crux of what residential aged care is supposed to be about.
And there have been allegations from some aged care workers in Strathalbyn of walking off the job and just really upset with the conditions. With all of this happening and the Aged Care Quality Safety Commission imposing non-compliance orders, is there anything to hold these organisations to account?
Well, essentially, they can lose funding. If they don't comply and if they don't address their failings, they can potentially have beds taken off them. There are some quite serious consequences for this. But what this does do is every time it's important that there are unannounced visits and that we really know what's going on inside every aged care home right across South Australia. But it's a sharp knife. The other side is every time we hear about these stories, our confidence in this system diminishes. Mm. We need to make sure that aged care is well funded, is transparent, and importantly that the aged care workers are supported to be part of the solution. You mentioned there's been reports and allegations of workers being quite distressed working there and at other facilities. There are many people who are leaving this industry right across our community, and we need to have significant change and actually address what are, I think, cultural systemic problems.
Well, thank you so much for your time today, Rebecca Sharkey. I really appreciate it.
Pleasure.